Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of No Country for Old Trends, starring Javier Bartrend. That is a collabo between Johnny Davis. I think we might have done No Country for Old Trends at some point, but I don't think we had the tag from Son of Al Borland on Twitter, the movie with Javier Bartrend with a great hairdo, style icon. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host. It's super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Becca?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. great to have you here on this one day before Election Day. Nobody knows shit.
No, we it's always
fun to try and do this show when we're like, we don't know is the primary piece of news. That's truly, as we'll talk about tomorrow, that is the main takeaway. That, like, that's headline news coming from the pollsters. We don't know shit. But let's start with more important news, because we have unconfirmed reports that Phoebe Bridgers is engaged to Paul Mescal, who I asked you, do you know that band, Normal People? Because I'm
Jack,
old
but it's a TV
as
show.
Fuck. Yeah, and I do know the TV show.
But to be fair, Normal People sounds like a fun band name. And I'm sure there is a band called Normal People that plays like indie folk music.
There you go. Anyways, they might be engaged. There was an interview where an implication may have been made.
Googling this was a really fun journey to go on, because as someone who is chronically online, aka I spend too much screen time on TikTok, I thought they've been engaged. Like, I thought this was like a while ago announced, but I guess when I saw it go viral on TikTok a while ago, it must have been that people realized they were dating, not that they were engaged. And now it started circulating again because people were upset that they were engaged. So who knows? The indie community is quaking. The people who love foreign accents community is quaking.
He has a good... Is it he's British or Irish? I feel
he's
like that
Irish.
Show was Irish. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, he's got a hot accent. He is like in a very like sex forward show that a lot of people enjoyed, but he's not like conventionally hot, which I feel like adds to his Pete Davidsonian. Yes, that's the second time I've called it Davidsonian, but I'm going to stick with it. Davidsonian appeal, you know, the sort of goblin mode kings of our current popular culture. But anyways, so people on both sides are hoping this isn't true.
The queer community is quaking. Phoebe Bridgers is bisexual, and I think the women and or femme folks of the LGBTQ community are sad that she's marrying a man. But you know,
yeah, we don't know.
All of this comes out to being that. Yeah. We simply don't know that the internet got upset.
Becca's on the street corner at the location where the interview took place. She's covering one ear and saying, Jack, I think I'm actually getting reports that this news story has fallen through and may just be an implication that they're engaged. So it's too tough to say at this point, but we will be following. We will be running this story down.
I will be keeping my close ear to the streets.
Yes.
To follow
your close ear to the streets. Black Friday is trending. Because Walmart's Black Friday savings events will be broken up into 3 sales throughout November.
Oh my God.
And they start today. So Black Fridays.
That's so stressful. A, today's literally Monday. But
yeah.
I'm just like, what could you have on sale? Is it because of the recession you're trying to clear inventory? Is it that also there's no ethical consumption under capitalism? Like I don't see the desire for a sale anymore. I think a broker version of myself was like, I must buy only things during sale season. But now right. I'm just like, it stresses me out. As an older person now, getting older, I'm like, I cannot be hunting for the deals. If I need something, I'll buy it. But I cannot be waiting for discount time. It's too stressful.
It is. It's very stressful. It's also a fun time for people who like myths in the media, because there will be stories about people harming one another at Black Friday sales that when you dig a single layer deeper, you realize have nothing to do with Black Friday sales. There's just crime in America.
There's crime in that
on
area.
A regular basis. Yeah. One time there was a Toys R Us like shooting, like people were shooting each other in a Toys R Us trying to get like the last toy, and then it turned out it was just like an unrelated shooting that happened near a Toys R Us. Anyways, Daylight Savings is back. Happened this weekend. I thought it was canceled. Apparently, it was just the Senate that went unanimous, and then the House was like, yeah, we can't do that. Sorry. We had too many oil companies who are counting on us. And it's interesting, the whole Senate thing, like the Senate must have just needed a win that day. And they were like, look, guys, this won't actually get through the House. Just let us do it unanimously. And because it was, yeah, it was like, maybe they can agree about one thing. And it was like, nope.
And is that we don't need to turn our clocks.
Yeah. Nothing can be done in this country.
But at least you got an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, that's not bad.
The sun does set earlier, and that is depressing.
Yeah.
Take your vitamin D.
Yeah.
Make sure you're taking your vitamin D. But I need that extra hour.
Yeah. When you have kids, they just get up an hour earlier because they're
that
not does controlled.
Suck.
They're not working with an alarm clock. They're just controlled by body clock.
Yep.
And so, but we were watching some Bluey this weekend very early, which bad parenting, but I was just like,
you're like,
you
I
guys,
can't.
Yeah, enjoy some TV. Carrie Lake is trending, the kind of surging MAGA candidate in Arizona, who apparently within the last couple of years was a gun despising local journalist who practiced Buddhism. And now she is a reality-doubting, Q-cribbing, MAGA person who's like, kill the media, you know, basically. Which I think so. This is being reported by the mainstream media as a gotcha. I do believe that this is actually just evidence that she's going to be very effective if she does win office, because this is that's the same thing as Trump.
I mean, he's created a formula that many people now are very capable of practicing, and those that are in more sound mind are more effective, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why it was so terrifying when he got into office, because he created, I mean, he unleashed a beast that was already obviously in our system, but is now split off to many, many heads and just everywhere.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back. And RIP to Aaron Carter, who passed away this weekend. Recently, we talked about his song, How I Beat Shaq. Is that what it was called?
I don't remember if that's what it's called, but yeah, that's the song.
Yeah, and it was all about how Aaron Carter beat Shaq. He was a, you know, child when it was very popular, and yeah, he died.
He died at 34.
Super
young. I think they said in his bathtub, and I don't know. I was an Aaron Carter fan. Like I vividly remember Aaron Carter was like my first real crush. Like I had his posters on my wall. Like it was like him and like Jesse McCartney. Those were my two big crushes when I was young. So it was really sad to see because I think he's such a victim of the like Hollywood child abuse complex. And like I think like many child stars were like stolen from by their parents. Like his parents had like illegally siphoned, I think like millions and millions of dollars. They like committed tax fraud. They did not abide by whatever law it is that states that child stars have to have their money. Like I think most of their income put into like a special savings account for them when they turn 18. So it's just super fucked up because he has had a very rough life, I think, post-child stardom, and definitely had issues with drugs and just like a really hard life and had a tough time coping with his celebrity and his fame. And I think much like an Amanda Bynes and a Lindsay Lohan and a Britney, he never received the like care he deserved. So it's really sad that, you know, the world kind of muddled him into an early departure. So yeah. Rest in peace, Aaron Carter.
Yeah, truly brutal. And like the more we learn about this industry, the entertainment industry, especially at the time that he was, you know, seeing his success, the more we learn like, oh, it's not just like young kids have access to drugs. It's often that they are like victims of horrible abuse if there's not somebody who's actively there protecting them and looking out for them.
Yeah. And their parents are so, you know, it's like so sad to see these parents like take advantage and exploit their children in these ways. It's like, it's such a act of violence to your child. Like this is, you are a parent. It is your one job in life once you become a parent, to protect them at all costs. And you are the reason that they are not being protected. That is just such a hurtful concept. But let's all go watch the Hillary Duff episode of Lizzie McGuire with Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
It's a great episode.
That's what we're looking for, things to do tomorrow while we all, like, as a distraction after we vote and before any results are coming through. And like if you're left to your own devices, if I'm left to my own devices, I'm going to be like checking some stupid site like 538 instead. Watch old Aaron Carter shit.
Music videos.
So, all right. And the reason Aaron Carter came up recently on the Daily Zeitgeist is because one of our guests, Stephen Wilbur, made reference to the How I Beat Shaq song that Aaron Carter sang.
That music video was iconic. I remember it coming on Nickelodeon.
Iconic music video. Iconic and yet very unconvincing. In it, Aaron Carter defeats Shaq in one-on-one somehow, despite the fact that Shaq would probably be, assuming you are not playing with a three-point line and you're not Steph Curry, the hardest person to defeat in one-on-one, because if it is a make-it-take-it game and Shaq gets the ball first, he is the most unstoppable one-on-one person in the history of the game, because it was young Shaq, so you just can't. You wouldn't be able to stop him. He would back you down and dunk on you every time. however, we are learning now, and this is BuzzFeed reported on this before Aaron Carter passed, so this is not revisionist history. Apparently, there was some truth to the story. Shaq explained that the Backstreet Boys would often go record at his house, because this is at a time when Shaq was a recording artist as well as an NBA star, in Orlando, which is where the whole boy band movement kicked off. So he presumably had a nice home studio. So the Backstreet Boys would come by. Aaron would drop by too, because his brother was
in Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, Nick Carter. And Shaq said, quote, "We had a horse game one day and he beat me. Then he came back and said, I want to do a song. And I said, sure. He asked me to be in this video and I said, sure." And horse is much easier to understand because Shaq was not a particularly great shooter. So he was just... Now, there is one moment in the video that we were highlighting that suggested Aaron Carter has one of the ugliest shots you've ever seen. He shoots it underhand / sidearm.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah. That's actually a great... Wow, you were an Aaron Carter fan.
I was.
Yeah. But if you are realizing... Okay, so like entertainers, they play a lot of like, you know, behind the scenes hoop, because there's just like, sometimes you can have like a basketball court at like an arena and you can shoot around. And it doesn't matter what it looks like if you're just playing horse, you know? It doesn't matter if you're shooting it underhand because it's not going to get blocked. So anyways, RIP to Aaron Carter. We're sorry we ever doubted you, King. And yeah, RIP. Chef Boyardee is trending. There's a Democratic candidate who says when he was growing up and things were tight, you had to eat Chef Boyardee to make ends meet. And that's what people have to do today in this very difficult economy. And the right is using this to be like Biden's Chef Boyardee solution. Like they're turning it into a Biden is trying to tell people to deal with things by eating Chef Boyardee. It doesn't like it's not even what the Democratic candidate was saying.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with what Biden is saying. And the party that actually votes against welfare and like help for
absolutely
starving people is the one who's making this up. So, I mean,
absolutely.
I don't think it's confusing any of our listeners, but you might be confused why Chef Boyardee is trending. He's not dead, or he's probably been dead. But that's not
or
why.
Is he fictional?
Yeah. Either way, he's actually the killer in Glass Onion. That's what comes back. It was the chef. Elon Musk had a really tough weekend. We'll dig into that a little bit more. But we're here for you, King. You know, we feel sorry.
LOL. No,
what a piece of shit. Just really, really. But so the one detail that is emerging is that founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey is publicly criticizing him. And also he... So his whole strategy seems to be like less policing of hate speech, which.
But also blocking people who or like removing people from the platform that are
if
impersonating
they criticize
him or yeah,
only him.
So
it's such a wild, just transparent, like what a bad look all around. But also they like he was like, so I'm coming in, I'm firing like half the employees. But then like immediately was like, hey, psych. That was a joke. That was actually a test to see if you believe me. And like tried to unfire a bunch of the people.
Which is so traumatizing, especially yeah. because like in this economy, like with the recession and everything, like those people probably feel so like don't know what to do. Cause it's like obviously you don't want to work in an environment that is gonna be so volatile, but then they might feel because they just got fired, like, is there another option for them? Because a lot of tech is having layoffs.
Yeah.
So they're in a weird spot of like, do I take this job back that is obviously going to harm me emotionally? Or yeah. do I take a gamble at the market right now that I might not find a job?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sucks. I can't imagine what those employees are going through.
Yeah. And the problem with all these tech companies has always been that they're like promising this fictional, ideal, technocratic vision that we all believed in like the early 2000s.
the bubbles that, like, bursting, baby.
Yeah, but like the idea that, you know, you could just have really good code and then like you could like have this multi-billion dollar company that only has 30 employees and we're just finding out, no, you can't do that. But as these companies are revealed to not be able to deliver on their promise, the first thing they do is fire a bunch of employees, which makes the problems even worse. So yeah, Twitter seems to be really headed towards just being any open forum in the history of the internet that has zero moderation, which is to say just full of white supremacy and Nazis to the point of not being able to be useful anymore. So we lost Twitter to the Nazis. Bad news. Also bad news. I don't know if this is bad news, but Trump may be announcing that he's running for president tonight, which is just kind of funny. Again, like these
yeah,
people
it's
are
like,
so
I don't know
transparent.
If it's bad news or just like, duh.
Like,
yeah. It's like,
yeah.
We knew. Thanks for
we
putting
knew
it out
shit.
There, I guess.
It's just so like both with Musk and him, like just the degree to which they are only in it for the toxic narcissism, just to fill that sucking hole in their person, like at the center that is like supposed to be the core where the rest of us have a core that we've like built our worldview and personhood around. They have a sucking hole that they're just putting as much into as possible to try and disguise that fact. And So when you're Donald Trump, even though, like we were saying before we started recording, super producer Brian was like, what? You just want to like rest, maybe? Like you take a fucking nap?
So crazy.
Rest it's on like, your stolen laurels?
It's like no one would be mad if you just like went to bed and you refuse. Like you're like, I'm going to fight tooth and nail to be heard, seen, loud and wrong, and out here busting your ass, just like sweating profusely because you eat so poorly. Like it is so crazy to me. It's like you in theory have money. I mean, really, we know he doesn't, but it's like just lay down. Just
yeah,
like
take a nap.
You're Wait, old. Like but he objectively.
Can't, because you're old. He can't rest. He can't. He knows what that everybody's talking shit about him and he has to go out there and prove them wrong. But anyways, so he might announce his candidacy tonight in Ohio at a JD Vance event. And just the degree to which at a rally on Saturday night, like the degree to which he just shits on this person and just like can't like physically bring himself to respect JD Vance. So on Saturday, this is something he said before, but he doubled down in this like really close race that like JD Vance needs his help. The Republicans need his help. He said, JD is kissing my ass. He wants my support so bad. Again, just making him look like so weak. And this goes to the core of JD Vance's appeal because JD Vance was the hillbilly elegy person who like came through and was like, Trump is a disease, but like, he's a disease. Here's how I make sense of the disease. Cause I'm a Republican. I know Republicans. And everyone was like, yeah, this guy gets it. And then he changed to being like a Trump supporter. And so that everybody's always had this fear that JD Vance is actually just in it to win and doesn't actually like Trump. And Trump is like doubling down on that and underlining it, which I kind of love, but he can't help himself, which I don't know. I don't know if that helps us or not. And finally, record temperatures in New York City. You are living through them.
It's Becca. So hot today. I had a million things to do this morning and I was like, I'm gonna wear jeans because it's fall. And then I was outside and it was 78 degrees outside. And apparently this is the record high since 1938 for November. That's crazy. 1938, it was this hot. Yeah. And then the last time it was close, which was in 2020, it was 73/74 degrees.
So that it's 78 right now.
It's 78 right now. And I think it might have been 79 at least at one point. And I was wearing my little Tevas outside and I was wearing a long sleeve shirt and I was too hot.
Yeah.
I was upset. A button down, not a turtleneck. That'd be weird to wear a turtleneck with Tevas. But point being,
good. I was going to say.
But it was too hot for the fit and I should have just worn my bike shorts like I was going to. Nice. So depressing. Global warming is coming. We already knew that, but did my existential dread kick in today at full force? Absolutely.
Yeah. There's also a hurricane watch for Florida. So all bad on that front. All right. Well, thank you, Becca, for joining us today. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Bex Ramos, B-E-C-C-S Ramos, at all platforms.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. That's going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the flu shot. Get the booster. Go vote if you haven't already. We need to stave off this thing. I think it's bad. Don't do nothing about white supremacy and not voting would kind of be along those lines. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.